But when you think of your inadequacy, you have an emotion called, what is that? Insecurity or inadequacy? You are so clear and perfect as thinking beings. But when you feel confused, you have that emotion of confusion, lack of focus. You are so abundant and prosperous, but when you focus upon not being able to pay for something, or that you may run out of money before you run out of you, then you have feelings of insecurity. And what we want you to remember is the feeling of insecurity, or the feeling of fear, or the feeling of powerlessness, or the feeling of anything that you would describe as negative emotion, whatever the degree of it, it always means the same thing. This thought that you're thinking doesn't agree with who you really are, and what you really are is thinking about the same subject. So Esther remembers, Jerry and Esther were running through the woods one day, and Esther had on a long coat. It was a winter day in San Antonio, and it had been raining. It was cold. And as Esther jumped across a log, her coat was long, and it covered the log, so Jerry didn't see it until too late. And he ran into this jagged edge. And Esther knew something had happened because he lagged behind for a little bit, but he wouldn't talk about it. And when they got back to the house, he took his pants off, and Esther saw a horrible-looking, bulging bulb on his shin bone that frightened her. As she saw it, it looked awful, and she knew he wouldn't go to a doctor to tend to it. She knew he wouldn't even look at it. She couldn't get him to look at it. And then she took the thought further. She thought about his grandfather, who she had never met, who, when he was about the age that Jerry was then, slipped and hit his hip on the storm cellar, got a blood clot, and died that day. Esther's heard that story many, many times. And so suddenly Esther is having thoughts, exaggerated thoughts, that this is Jerry's releasing from physical. He has banged his leg. It clearly is going to result in a blood clot. Nothing that bad looking could be simple. It's got to be terrible. And so Esther felt fear that was so gripping she could not even stand up. She just sort of sat down, weak in the knees, and in a feeling of panic. She didn't know what to do because she knew she couldn't make him do what she needed him to do in order to save his life. Mm-hmm. That's how far it went fast. And then as she relaxed a little bit, she began thinking, wait a minute, I don't know what was going on with Jerry's grandfather at that time. I don't know what the balance of his thoughts were. But that scenario is nowhere near a vibrational match to who Jerry is. And in that moment, that gripping fear just lifted right off of her. Her fear wasn't about what she saw. Her fear was about what she turned what she saw into. In other words, that feeling of fear is just an exaggerated departure from who you are. So we like it when you say it has no basis in reality. It's illogical. We like it when you say that. So now, if you will begin to say, I appreciate my fear as I appreciate all negative emotion, because it's an indication of two things. It's an indication that what I want is moving very fast in the opposite direction of what I'm thinking right now, and it's an indication of the power of my desire. When you feel a strong emotion, such as fear, it means that your stream is moving really fast and you are resistant within the stream. When you feel disappointment about something or frustration about something, there's less friction in your stream. But when you feel fear, it's a stronger friction because there's more momentum relative to the subject and you're not going along. Helpful?
Helpful.
Now, it doesn't matter where it started. In other words, it's likely that it happened because you were up close to someone. You may have had a very early experience where you witnessed someone falling, or where someone who was close to you was aware of something like that, and they were very guarded about it. And so they may have been cautioning you on a really regular basis until just over time you developed a stronger habit of thought about it than you realized. And something that's interesting, and most people don't understand it, is that we love telling you this, you can pick up a pattern of resistant thought very early in your life from a worrisome mother or from a worrisome teacher or even from being a child watching television.